it's Sheena Shea, and as you know, life can get crazy when it's all happening. But whether you're a mom like me or have a ton of work engagements also like me, everyone should have 2 minutes to spare so everyone can enjoy a Factor meal, a delicious dietitian approved meal that's fresh, never frozen, and gets delivered right to your door. You can choose from calorie smart options, protein plus options, and more. Visit factormeals.com/Shea50 for 50% off your first order.
Pistol Shrimps Radio, singing some tunes. I like storks and I like loons. One is American, the other Canadian. One delivers a baby and the other's on a buck. One's in the wilderness in swamp muck and the other's out there with Friar the Tuck.
Welcome to Pistol Shrimps Radio, your only place that you can hear a song about the difference between storks and loons. My name's Mark McConville.
My name is Me Gorley.
And what happens on this show is currently we're reading emails from listeners that have written in. These are in the Pistol Shrimps Radio at gmail.com inbox. I do not check this other than right now.
Right. We don't even know what email we're going to read, but the basic deal is we're going to read one email. And that person that wrote that email gets to listen to this episode, and anybody else, even if you share the same name, if you didn't write this email, you are not allowed to listen, just the author.
It's for one person. We're shrinking down. We're trying to get more intimate, more close with our audience members individually.
It's bespoke podcasting.
It's podcasting for one.
It's bespoken podcasting.
It's microcasting.
It's Taylor Dane podcasting.
Tell it to my heart, Matt. We used to go to basketball games. If you're here for basketball action and satisfaction, I'm sorry to tell you, you'll have to go listen to the back catalog of the show.
Right.
Episodes are out there. You can listen to us talk while the Pistol Shrimps basketball team from Los Angeles, California descends onto Pan Pacific Park and plays against the Lucille Ballers,
yeah,
or the Chicago Bulls or any number of municipal basketball teams.
Right.
That's in the past. Maybe we'll go to a game if there's a game coming up, but yeah, mostly we're just trying to get through these emails one email at a time, one listener at a time.
We're over a year behind.
That's true.
And so we're going to read the name now.
Are we over? Well,
didn't you say it was what month of September?
August of 2021.
Oh, so we're slightly
almost a year. If we don't keep going, right, I think we're in danger of being 1 year behind.
Well, these past emails. Two episodes ought to put us in a real nice rhythm.
I'm hoping that nobody has anything urgent. I think so far we've...
That's a tip. If you're going to write in, probably best to make it not urgent. Maybe ask something about your future self.
Right. Sort of, hey, my wedding's in 2024.
Yeah.
Maybe you should plan your life.
Right.
By sending an email now, assuming we're not going to get to it for maybe 2 years or so.
Yeah. Or send an email to your future self saying, hey, this is where I am now. I'm hoping you're so and so and so and so. Although you could just read that. You don't really need us to do that.
Yeah. Why involve us in that process?
That's kind of selfish, dude.
And I even say process. That was just a half-baked idea.
Right.
At best.
Okay.
Okay. The person that we're reading today, Matt, their name is Maddie N.
With D's, Maddie?
M-A-D-D-I-E-N.
Okay.
Just a last initial.
So this is a last call for everybody that's listening to this. On the count of three, everybody but Maddie N. Oh, this leaves this open because how many Maddie N's are there? I mean, just Maddie N, if your last name starts with N and your first name is Maddie, if you did not write in an email to us, you are not allowed to listen.
You're going to know pretty quickly.
Yeah.
If this is for you. And if it is, welcome to your episode. And if it's not, take a two-time train to touch yourself town.
Sounds pretty good. Two-time train?
Yeah.
Oh, the touch yourself part I could take or leave, but a two-time train.
Yeah, you get to go on the train twice.
The two-time train also takes your lover.
Yeah.
On a separate track.
And never ever gives them back.
Welcome to Pistol Shrimps Radio. So look, If you are not Maddie N and you listen to this, I would expect that past the point of you being allowed to listen to this, if you keep listening, you should probably, it'll probably start raining. Crows, ravens will descend on you. Your personal stock investments will crash.
You're going to start seeing sort of like motion in your house that you can't explain.
Yes.
Just sort of like, was that a, did somebody hear? And then there isn't.
You're going to grow a whole row of teeth outside the inner part of your lip that will kind of like just rub against your other teeth.
Not fun. Also, you're just going to feel bad.
Yeah.
You'll know.
If you wear glasses, they're going to graft into your skin. It's going to be weird as hell.
Yeah. You're also going to like, you're going to lose your taste for whatever favorite food you might have. Like, let's say you love buffalo wings. That spiciness is just going to, it's not even that it's going to not taste good. It's going to be like a vampire. You know, vampires eat food and then it tastes like ash or whatever. Mm-hmm. Isn't that how it works for vampires?
I'm not familiar
with
that.
They get no enjoyment out of food.
Is that right?
It just everything. Yeah, I think so.
Well, either, even if they don't or do.
Let's say you love vampires. You won't anymore.
Yeah. You're going to have that even if vampires don't.
Yeah. You won't be able to see yourself in a mirror. You'll be repelled by garlic.
Okay.
You'll have to wear a weird talisman around all the time.
Right. Three, two, one. Everybody's gone except for Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. It is so nice to just be with you because last time that guy Keith Hale was real uncomfortable.
I didn't want to say anything. Yeah. It was just one of those where it's like, get through it.
Yeah, but you, Maddie, you're someone we can trust. We're glad you wrote in. We're glad to get to your email. It's just really nice to be with you and you alone.
It's like a spring breeze. It's like the first wind of spring. Hi, guys. This is, the subject is keeping that mailbag going.
Thanks.
Hi, guys. Longtime listener, first time emailer.
Ever?
This is your first email you've ever sent?
Wow.
Wild. Once my friend Max picked me up from the airport, and since one of your episodes had just dropped, we listened to it during part of the 5-hour drive to Sarasota. I'm from Adelaide, Australia, so driving that long to get to the airport is wild to me. Every time you guys drop a new episode, it brings me back to that very long drive with my very good friend, like an extra good feeling on top of the joy of a new episode. Thanks for making the show, and shout out to Max. Still can't believe you did so much driving. Much love and good vibes, Maddie. Okay, we have a mystery to solve.
Yeah?
She's from Adelaide, Australia.
Right.
And she said driving that long to get to the airport is wild.
They must have...
But she's in Sarasota. I assume that's Florida.
Right.
Do you know of another Sarasota?
No.
It's spelled like Sarasota, Florida.
Okay.
There's a 5-hour drive to Sarasota. What airport? Orlando? Miami? How many airports are there in Florida? I have no idea.
Maybe it's like Alabama or
is that
something.
A panhandle?
Let's look.
Pull up the map, Matt. I need to figure out where Sarasota, Florida is. Have you been to Florida before, Matt?
Oh, yes.
You've been to Orlando. I know that. Yeah. You've been to Miami or anything like that?
I haven't been to Miami.
I've been to the Florida Keys. I've been to Key West. I've never been to Tampa. I've never been to Jacksonville. And I've certainly never been to Sarasota.
So Sarasota's on the west coast of Florida, kind of
Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, kind of half, a little lower than half. It's south of Tampa, but it doesn't look like 5 hours to me to Tampa.
Well, what kind of car do you think they were driving?
Oh, a Model
T. Maybe it was one of those old crank up the engine in the front.
It might be. Or maybe they were in a plot of a movie where Dennis Hopper got on and said, you can only drive this smart car
15 miles an hour. Yeah. And if you go over that,
I'm going to light a firecracker. Okay. Sarasota to, how do you do directions on this?
I don't know how you do like a 5-mile radius on a map.
Here's a legend right here. Sarasota looks to me to be about, I'd say, 35 to 45 miles to Tampa. So there's no way that's 5 hours.
But wait a minute. If Maddie is from Adelaide, Australia, and that's how you know which Maddie N wrote in, by the way, because there's probably not that many Maddie N's from Adelaide, Australia.
Yeah.
But it stands to reason that if she was flying in from Australia,
yeah,
she might need an international airport.
That's a
though. Is there a direct? I highly doubt there's a direct flight from Australia to Florida.
No, I bet you there is to Orlando.
I would think you'd come to LA and then you'd stop on the West Coast.
Maybe, but maybe that's just it, is that she probably, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that she, for some reason, had to fly into Orlando.
Type in like Orlando to Sarasota.
It's looking to me like.
That's a 5 hour guy.
Something like that. Yeah, I bet she had to fly into Orlando and Max met her up there and they did a little bit of Disney days.
Do you, well, what airline do you think she was on?
Oh, definitely Emirates.
I've heard that's great.
No, I don't know that she's on that. Yeah, but it's like, isn't it like $25,000 for one of those personal cabins?
Well, yeah, but then you, it's like a timeshare. You can go on the plane like twice a year.
I hate flying in any capacity.
Yeah, it's not the best. So he probably did pick her up in Orlando.
I look forward to hearing the resolution of this story in 2 years when we get to it. Although that might not even be true, because now that we started doing these episodes, there could have been tons of email coming in.
There has been emails coming in.
I know, but more than normal. So it might take like 5 years for us to.
I don't know why we're telling you this, Maddie. You're getting your email read, but
yeah.
Also you're going to have to do your own shout out to Max, because Max,
he can't hear this.
He's not supposed to be listening to this,
and
Maddie.
Don't you play it for him, Maddie.
Do not. Don't. Here's what I don't want you to do, Maddie. I don't want you to do like a investigative journalism show where you alter our voices so that you can't tell that it's us.
Yeah.
And play that for Max. That's not a way around this. No, that's not true. A workaround.
It's still, all the demons will still get you. All right. I'm looking up Adelaide, Australia.
What's Adelaide, Australia known for, do you think?
Sweet Adelaide Barbershop.
That's where the first barbershop was?
Yeah. It's in southern Australia. It's kind of around the bottom. If you're going Sydney, to you go down to Melbourne, and then you come back up. What?
Nothing.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Melbourne. So Adelaide looks like it's on a, it's on the Gulf St. Vincent. What else we got? There's something called the Rundle Mall, the Adelaide Central Market.
Mm-hmm.
At the Hindamarsh Square Sculptural Playground. They've got Crybaby.
Matt is just zooming in on Google Maps.
Pepper's Weymouth Hotel.
And do they have coffee there?
Let me take a look. They've got Crack Kitchen.
Okay.
They've got Part-Time Lover.
That's a real thing?
That's a coffee shop.
Oh.
Treasury, 1860. I'm from New Zealand.
I think we should go to the Part-Time Lover coffee shop in Adelaide and do an episode from there.
She's just a part-time lover, working full-time on a tan.
What song is this?
That's a little something James Blaine and I wrote.
Oh.
I'll put it on at the end of this.
All right. That's Maddie's. I think we've covered all of it.
Yeah, I think
They once listened to a Pistol Shrimps episode on a five-hour drive from somewhere to Sarasota. We're pretty sure it's Orlando. What do you think they did on those Disney days?
I'll bet they went to what used to be MGM Studios and saw the Indiana Jones stunt show.
Yeah, and the Great American Movie Ride.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just a little tram that goes through a warehouse full of props.
And Al Capone shoots you or something.
I feel like at one point Ace Ventura pops out and goes, "All righty then."
Oh, God.
But I went to that in 1996.
I can't remember if I've been on that.
I went there when the Tower of Terror was brand new and one was there because it was the middle of the week. And I went on it probably 14 times in a row.
Did you see the Indiana Jones stunt show?
Of course I did.
Did you see that like car shootout stunt show? Or is that's one in just Euro Disney, I think.
The remarkable thing about a friend of mine, I was, do you know this story?
Hey,
it's Sheena Shea, and as you know, life can get crazy when it's all happening. But whether you're a mom like me or have a ton of work engagements, also like me, everyone should have 2 minutes to spare so everyone can enjoy a Factor meal, a delicious, dietitian-approved meal that's fresh, never frozen, and gets delivered right to your door. You can choose from calorie smart options, protein plus options, and more. Visit factormeals.com/Shea50 for 50% off your first order.
The 2022 CDC Clinical Practice Guideline for Prescribing Opioids for Pain can help you work with patients to make decisions that prioritize their overall well-being. Find trainings, tools, resources, and more at cdc.gov/opioid guideline.
Pretty well.
I'd love to hear it first.
In college, I worked as a tech for this group called Wisconsin Singers.
Oh, no. This does not sound familiar.
Okay. I was a freshman. I wanted to do something in entertainment.
Yeah.
And this was like a traveling show choir. Like every weekend, they were on a bus, live band, dancing, singing. And we would have shows all over the place. And they needed somebody to be pretty much just the tech, the lowest man on the totem pole. Right. I wanted to maybe run sound or deal with instruments or music stuff. Nope. I was setting up the props. I was tearing them down. I was loading the bus. I was a roadie.
Yeah.
For a show choir.
Right.
But I got one credit. I got $150 in a stipend. Wow. And I got to go on spring break to Florida.
And that's when you
and we did shows all the way down from Madison, Wisconsin. We stopped a couple times. Louisville, Chattanooga.
I never knew this.
Then we went to Florida. And we got one day at Disney. We could go to Disney World, we could go to Epcot, or we could go to MGM Studios. And I picked MGM because I thought Disney's for kids and I don't know what Epcot is. And it was the worst because nothing was open.
How did you not know what Epcot was?
I didn't grow up with Disney stuff.
That's right.
So me and a couple of the guys from the band that were my buddies, we just went around and went on Tower Terror 55 times. We went on the Great American Movie Ride and then we sat down for the stunt show. And this trumpet player guy who's kind of a goofball volunteered to be in the show.
Oh yeah.
And he got called up. And then the next guy that got called up was in like a hot pink shirt.
Uh-huh.
And so Nick, my buddy, was standing right next to the shill.
Oh.
And so at one point the guy leading the show, your Oblio Contoso,
yeah,
who's sort of hosting the thing, mm-hmm, he's like, "Why can't you get it right?" And does sort of a backhand smack and the guy flips over. There's some kind of weird thing where he does a stunt because he's in the show.
Yeah.
But Nick was also wearing a super bright Hawaiian style shirt. And so I just thought I was like, oh, they're kind of the same person. It didn't even dawn on me that it could be a shill.
Yeah.
And Nick's reaction was like, oh my God. Like he almost confronted the host. That's all. And then I just remember lots of fire.
I'm dressed like a Knott's Berry Farm stuntman plant in the audience. This is how they would dress.
That's how they'd find you. They need that bright colored.
That's right.
You got that red.
I have a red Hawaiian
bright
shirt.
Red Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
But you've also got some active wear on the bottom there that would allow you to sort of get hit by a
do
car
a
or whatever.
I fall in the Caligo Wagon Camp Knott's Berry Farm stunt show.
I feel like I'm maybe too old for a high fall.
Oh, me too.
But would you try it?
Yeah.
You'd still go for it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, I've done one. You think they did go to that show, though, before they drove 5 hours to Sarasota?
I have to believe they did.
What happens in Sarasota, do you think?
The Sarasota stunt show?
Do you think they did a stunt show in Sarasota?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think every city has a stunt
every
show?
Every town has like a chamber of commerce, a little city hall.
Probably town square.
Yep, and a town stunt show.
Who's got the best?
I'm telling you, man. Hands down. Carpinteria, California.
Because they can just build a lot of stuff out of wood.
Antiques. Yeah.
They just have breakaway antique chairs.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. I can't wait till my daughter's old enough to do a stunt show with.
You're going to make your daughter do a stunt show?
Well, yeah, I'll do all the stuff. She just gets to beat me up.
Oh, you're saying you're going to squib yourself and make like a wall of cardboard that looks really real that you can burst through.
Squib myself, but
do you think you'd do like candy glass?
Well, I've never like made candy glass.
She can throw you through a window?
Yeah. I mean, we'll set something up that's repeatable so that we can rehearse it and learn it and then perform it.
You make a good point because you don't want to, like, once you break the candy glass, that's it.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's going to involve, you have a pool at your house here. So I would imagine it involves,
yeah,
like a, there's maybe a playhouse by the pool that you get thrown out of and into the water. But you want to practice that on a pad because you don't want to just keep getting wet and you'll get the playhouse wet. You're going to have to build a, like a rehearsal set.
Rehearsal's key because when I would do these stunt shows after seeing my hero Bob Rochelle at Universal Studios, I'd come back and do these stunt shows enlisting the neighborhood kids and I would perform them for the parents. And I made something called the paper punch, which was an old lightsaber toy. But it was, I think it was like a cheap knockoff. No, it might have been the original Star Wars, but it was really flimsy. And then I used a coat hanger to go at a right angle at the top. And then I taped together 8.5 by 11 notebook paper. And then I was supposed to bust through that like a wall. But there was nothing holding the paper.
You didn't build a frame.
I bet two parts of the frame.
Like you built L-shaped. A half frame.
Yeah. And then I was supposed to fall into a wading pool full of sand so I could have a quicksand pit. None of it worked out. And this is why rehearsal's key. But the second time I did stunt show, we rehearsed.
And it went better?
A little bit better.
As good as the Indiana Jones stunt show at MGM Studios?
I mean, it was pretty much up there with that. But then I have younger brothers. They're like 12 and 13 years younger. And so when they were little, I went to Scotland in the 90s. And I brought them back these plaid Scottish tams, but they had red long hair built into them. And so we did a stunt show where they were the like Scottish brothers that were, you know, out to get me. And that was fun. And I just recently interviewed my dad for this Disney podcast we're doing because he met Walt Disney as a kid. And I was telling him about how he used to take me to Universal Studios for my birthday because that's where I wanted to go, not Disneyland.
Yeah, there's no stunt show at Disneyland.
No.
Never has been.
Not quite, no. And then
they just throw a rubber Spider-Man over a roof.
Oh, God. Don't get me ended. And he remembered the stunt shows and how much those meant to me.
And, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say he didn't remember taking you at all.
And that I'm not his son.
Yeah. So it could have gone worse.
Yeah. Well, Maddie, I hope all that helps.
And answers your question.
Yeah.
You'll have to tell Max all about this. And if Max wants to tell us what actually happened on this trip or
yeah,
what was going on, how Sarasota is, have him email us pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com and we'll read his email when we get to it.
That's right. And we'll read any of your emails.
Maddie.
Yes. And tell everybody else, too, that that goes for them as well.
Do you have anything else that you want to add, Matt?
If you
want to mail us something, Maddie, it's Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041.
Like we said on the last episode, August 4th, Townland is performing with the
She wouldn't
Boys.
Know that.
I know, she wouldn't. I'm just
saying. Say it
like
again. I'm so
did.
Sorry.
Yeah. Townland is performing. Mark's playing pedal steel with us. At the Lodge Room in Highland Park, tickets available on Eventbrite. We're playing with Don't Stop or We'll Die and the Sloppy Boys. Please come on down.
That's a good venue. It's fun. The bands are all fun.
It's going to be a good night.
Maddie, I don't know. I'm confused about whether or not you live in Sarasota or if you live in Australia. But either way, if you plan it out, you should be able to get to Los Angeles
in time
by maybe... Well, if you're coming from Australia, I would think you'd want to come maybe August 2nd.
Yeah, because you get
let your body adjust to the time. You don't want to be jet lagged at the show,
right?
But if you're coming from Florida, you could probably do same day. Like if you left early.
Well, like I said last episode, and you wouldn't know this, come on down, go to Triple Beam, go to Home State, go to After's Ice Cream, come on over to the Lodge Room, make a day of it.
You could eat fancy there on Figueroa and go to Birdie.
Is Birdie still open?
I'm not sure, but you might be right. I think it's still open.
Is it? I hope so. I like that. Cafe Birdie.
Hippo's nice.
Birdie's got an upstairs area with a big window that's real nice.
Yeah, for birds, though.
Yeah, just for birds.
Hippo. You've been to Hippo?
Oh, I've been to Hippo, sure.
Hippo's nice.
Yeah.
You could just get real drunk at that place called Flask, that liquor store right there.
Yeah.
There's also a Baskin Robbins if you don't like afters.
That's true.
You know, my wife doesn't care for afters because it's too complicated.
I get that.
Too many elements in your ice cream, but I enjoyed it.
To Baskin Robbins, and then because afters is called afters, I go there after.
That's why they called it that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have some kind of cornflake cereal ice cream that's good. I bet.
I think if you really wanted to just gain all the weight you ever could gain, what is it called? Dough Box? The Chicago style pizza that's being sold out of a bakery that's right in the same building.
I love Chicago style pizza.
This is unbelievable pizza. I think it's called Dough Box. It used to be in El Sereno, California, but they moved. They're temporarily selling pizza out of the bakery that's below the lodge room.
Was their El Sereno location the one that was on that like triangle corner?
Yeah, real hard to park.
Yeah.
Little tiny white building.
Oh, Dough Box? I wonder if they deliver.
I think it's called Dough Box. I don't think they do deliver.
God damn it.
But if they don't, maybe they should, Maddie. Maybe you'd enjoy it. Maybe this pizza's right up your alley. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dough Box.
Okay.
They're right at 5567 North Figueroa in a pop-up situation. It's good pizza. Anyway, Maddie, thanks for listening to your personal episode of Pistol Shrimps Radio. And we wish you well wherever it is you're living, be it Sarasota, Adelaide, or anywhere in between.
That's right. Say hi to Sarah there in Sarasota. Say hi to Yoda there in Sarah's Yoda.
And then say hi to Adel in Adelaide and say hi to Laid, which all of us just got podcastually.
The three of us, nobody else.
Nobody else.
We'll see you next time on
Understand.
We realize we're living in these wasted years. That's just Iron Maiden.
Hey, it's Sheena Shea, and if you know me, you know it's all happening. From Vanderpump Rules and my podcast Shenanigans to my full-time job being Summer's mommy, there's always something keeping me busy, and that's why I love Factor. They send fresh, never-frozen meals right to my doorstep. They're packed with flavor, dietitian-approved, and make it easy to stay on track with my goals. Delicious and ready to eat in literally 2 minutes. I mean, seriously. Visit factormeals.com/Shea50 for 50% off your first order.